Hello, it's Margot Kingston here, and I'm at the Warhope Country Club, which is a timber town west of Port Macquarie, the top end of the Seat of Lyne, and I'm with Jeremy Miller, who is the independent candidate for Lyne. How are you, Jeremy?
Margot, we're doing this in person today. This is great.
Yep. So when I interviewed you last year, you were sort of very green and...
Yes.
And just getting into it. So,
green in the non-political sense.
Of course, of course. And you're in the last week now, so tell me how it's been and how you've progressed.
Yeah, I think if we go back and listen to that first podcast, there's been a lot of life experience between that podcast and this one. It's been a fascinating and thoroughly enjoyable experience. Best job interview I've ever had. Loved every minute of it.
No one's expecting you to take the seat. It's Safe National held by a guy called David Gillespie.
Yep.
But I've been quite surprised when you've told me that there's been a lot of candidates' forums all over the electorate and that David Gillespie's turned up to all of them.
He has, yeah. No, he has. He has a reputation for doing well during election campaigns and then kind of disappearing a little bit between election campaigns. And I'm still of the view that I could take the seat, so I'm still very much running to win. I mean, I've quit my job where I was to have this campaign, so if I don't win, I'll be looking for another job on Monday. So I'm very much running to win. But at the same time, I'm conscious that anyone who's running for the first time, it's tough, particularly when you're running against an incumbent. It's quite different if you're running against, you know, the incumbent retires. Yep. That's a whole different kettle of fish. So I know that I'm pushing it uphill. But... we're still in the game.
So how many volunteers have you got and how have you campaigned?
Not nearly enough volunteers, but we've got some really, really fabulous people working for us on the campaign. So we've got most of the major booths covered for the weekend and the 3 weeks of pre-poll. Let's never do 3 weeks of pre-poll again, please. So we've done well with the volunteers for the pre-poll.
I don't think anyone wants it now.
No, absolutely. 3 weeks is just a little too long, right? Mm. Enough that people can vote beforehand if they can't vote on the day, but I heard the AEC say the other day our entire system is set up for an election day, not an election period. And this has really changed this time. I think the wash-up and the figures on this is going to be really interesting to see when people have voted and how that might change the outcome. In terms of how I've campaigned, I've taken a lot of inspiration from Cathy McGowan at Indi, as a lot of us have, in the way local, grassroots, you know, kitchen table meetings, small conversations, working up the policies together as a community. That's what's really inspiring to me, and I've loved being part of that.
When did you first start getting local media attention?
From the first launch.
Right.
So we had a launch event on the riverbank and had about 30, 40 volunteers there in the orange T-shirts and made a bit of a splash and talked from then about how it was going to be a different campaign, transparent, open government, accountable. And that got a good play right from the start. So the local media has been quite supportive, particularly the newspapers have been very supportive and community radio as well. Commercial radio has been a little more difficult.
I saw that you and Rob Oakeshott's in the seat above you.
Yes.
Got pretty good publicity for signing the Watergate statement.
Yes.
Did that flow through into discussion in the seat? It's not really a water seat in that sense, but...
It didn't. No, I think it spoke to integrity and it spoke to standing up. I managed to have a couple of conversations where people seemed to appreciate that we were doing things even before we were elected, so imagine what we could do after we were elected.
Yep.
You sort of told that narrative of independents actually can achieve things even before they're elected. And so it got good play for that. I think people appreciated we were standing up for an issue that, as you say, isn't as big in our seat as it is in other seats, but, you know, it said the integrity piece.
And what about the independence video? How did that go? I noticed you got a pretty good run in the Manning Valley Times.
The Manning Valley Times, yeah, and it's been great on my Facebook and Twitter. That's been great. Of course, we've had a couple of people quoting Monty Python at us if we're all individuals.
Yes.
And trying to allege that we're some sort of a party, which the video very clearly says that we have the autonomy to disagree when we want to, and we will, but far more positive than negative. People are really appreciating that it's Independence Day, as the hashtag says. You know, there's a push towards that. People are seeing that independents can provide something that the major parties can't.
Mm.
And people are really responding to that, which is very positive.
Yeah, I mean, just from my perspective, what I loved about it was that it brought rural, regional and city independents together with this idea that maybe the country could try to work together rather than tear itself apart.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I've been saying a lot at the Meet the Candidate nights, which I've got to say in our seat have been quite respectful affairs. We all get along fairly well. It's been a competition of ideas, not personal sledging in our seat, and that's a good thing. And you know, that's what people are tired of, is the major parties tearing themselves and each other apart, and they're looking to an alternative that they think the independents can provide. If you look at the people who have been disendorsed and had problems, what are we up to, 9 disendorsements, since nominations closed. So 9 people are still on the paper that are not endorsed by their own party. Independents so far, touch wood, have come through squeaky clean. It's only the major parties that are having those problems.
Mm. Oh, and plus One Nation and Clive Palmer.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you can't win this on your first go. Would you consider using this as a platform, now that you've got seat-wide recognition, to have a go next time?
I don't know. 3 years ago, I wouldn't have said I'd be sitting here. So 3 years ago, that's 2 jobs back now, and I was in a whole different place. Where will I be in 3 years' time? Let's see what happens. If Dr. Gillespie wins, let's see if he serves the whole term. Maybe there'll be a by-election. But, as I say, I'm still not giving up. I'm still the tenacious, you know, with my hands on the edge of the cliff, holding on for the win. If it doesn't, then, yeah, I'm going to need to catch up on some sleep next week and think about what happens next.
Okay, last question. How has the experience changed you, if at all?
What's really interesting about running as an independent, and as I look up and down the others at the Meet the Candidate nights, as a question comes up, they all flick through their party policy books to page 32 and find, here is our policy on referendum, and they just read it out. As an independent, you have to come up with every single policy yourself. And whilst I knew what my position was on most of the major policies, I didn't necessarily have the research and the guts behind it to back that up. So delving into that research and talking to opposing views, talking to local people who might, you know, have both sides of the argument, that has really broadened my sort of scope of how I feel about all the major policies. So I've really enjoyed that journey. The other thing I've really enjoyed is finding out that the smaller local issues, you know, the dam in Dungog and whatever the local issues are in Taree and Wingham, and you can go through and list them all, Great Lakes, Wauchope, you get a much broader sense of your community if you get out and do it properly and you're committed to representing your community and having those conversations and putting the time in for that. But you could run a campaign from your laptop and do a bit of research on Wikipedia, but if you actually get out and do it properly, the people you meet, the local things you learn about, I just feel like I've got a much better sense of my local community, and I don't know where that'll take me next, but I've really enjoyed the journey.
Well, as someone who's sort of managed theatre companies, it just strikes me that you've got to research, you've got to write your own script, you've got to direct, and you've got to act. So how have you found pulling together like a one-man show on the stage of Line? How's that been a challenge?
Well, they say show business for ugly people in politics. Yeah, that's right. It's been a huge challenge. And I have also had some volunteers. You know, the social media has been me, the media releases have been me, the website has been me. So it has been, to a large degree, a one-man show. And if we can make a good showing of an election night from that, fantastic. Hopefully next time, if it comes to a next time, we'll have a bit more of a team behind us because people will see that there's a viable candidate and there is a sort of a baseline vote there. And yeah, who knows what we can achieve next time.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy, and look forward to seeing the many characters at the Wauchope Candidates Forum tonight.
Thanks, Margot, and thanks for all of your support and the No Fib support all the way through the campaign.
My pleasure.